Hey, it's Saturday. Saturday, March 12, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I am Dave Guerra. Today, I want to talk about business and big business and how things work and why they work the way they work and what's going on. And some of them might be obvious, and some of you might get it, might already understand what I'm about to say. And some of you, you know, hey, you had suspicions. Well, here they are. They're confirmed. I'm going to talk about Meldonium and Maria Sharapova. You heard this, right? Maria Sharapova, Russian tennis star, Maria Sharapova, that one? Yeah, her. Yeah, see, she tested positive for a banned substance. It doesn't matter if it was prescribed or not. It's still a banned substance. So she tested positive. Now she's in trouble and she's got to pay the price. Now her and her supporters and her people are now in crisis mode. And the current train of thought in modern crisis situations is to get out in front of it. The sooner, the better. It's transparency. Shows you got nothing to hide. You know, the sooner it's out there, the sooner it's over, the sooner it's behind her. So, you know, it was pretty cool. She got out there. You know, Maria Sharapova got out in front of it. She had a press conference. She told everybody what was going on, what happened, and what did that get her? Sponsors are dropping her like a bad habit. Very bad habit. Why? Well, folks, you do something wrong, you should expect there to be, some fallout. But why so much and why so heavy with Maria Sharapova? I mean, come on, she's Maria Sharapova. You know, well, even more so. Because watchmaker, her sponsors, watchmaker Tag Heuer, sports outfitter Nike, automobile manufacturer Porsche have all cut ties with her. They no longer sponsor her. Now, whether they jumped the gun or not, it's besides the point. But from what I gather in the news is that this had been brewing for a while. And I guess it finally came to a head. Either you step up or somebody else will step up for you. So they didn't drop her just because it was rumors. Obviously, they dropped her because it was something substantial, something relevant, something real, something substantial. And in this case, she sat there at the press conference and admitted it. See, the times are changing. See, sports sponsors are enforcing a policy of zero tolerance when it comes to the behavior of those under contract to them, those that they're giving money to for the exposure, to wear that little patch. See, it's like this. Shenanigans are certainly not tolerated by anyone in any public-facing organization. See, there used to be a time, really, folks, there really used to be a time when covering things up were kind of commonplace. You know, let's sweep it under the rug and hopefully nobody will find it. Well, things have changed. You know, that's no longer the case. They're gone. Those days are gone. See, now when someone messes up, they pack up and ship out. That's what openness and transparency is all about. See, the public will no longer tolerate any bad behavior. Remember Enron, MCI, Bernie Madoff? There was a movie about him not so long ago. Those situations, people lost money. People lost, and the organizations thought, oh, well, we'll just get away with it. We're fine. No, not anymore. It doesn't happen that way. So it should come as no surprise when a major brand starts holding the athletes they sponsor to the same standard that they hold all members of the organization, from the CEO to the lowliest mailroom clerk and everybody in between. They're all being held for the same standard. Why? Because they represent the organization. See, in essence, the sponsored athlete is the face of the company. So if the athlete gets mud in his face, guess what? The organization gets mud on its face. The longer they stick with that muddied athlete, the worse it's going to be for the sponsor. And the rest is academic. See, actors, athletes, anyone that gets a sponsor, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And in this case, don't do a banned substance because you're going to lose sponsors. It's just that simple. Well, folks, until tomorrow, I'm Dave Guerra. Have a great rest of your Saturday.